city of Acre, the place of martyrdom of Siddiqa, Hazrat Maryam, and the grave of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Can you imagine why this place would not be beloved and attached to us? We are supposed to, it is our fault that we have not been able to show the reverence to that place that, in reality it deserves. Then the third reason why this place is supposed to be very attached to this place is because Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said it is a place of resurrection. Many of the events prior to Qiyamah will take place in Jerusalem, Masjid Aqsa and its surrounds. Among the first major signs of Qiyamah will be the appearance of Imam Mahdi, and he will proclaim his message in the land of Palestine, in Al-Quds. A major sign of Qiyamah will be the appearance of Dajjal, the Antichrist, and no place will be safe from his domination except Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwarah, and in the riwayat of Mustadrak Hakim and Musnad Ahmad, even the city of Jerusalem. Then in pursuit of his control over the universe, Dajjal will surround the Muslims who will take refuge. Where will they take refuge? On a hill in Jerusalem. Ibn Majah makes mention of this hadith. The compilation of Ahmad and Hakim go even to this extent of narrating which mountain that will be. Go and say that that will be the mountain of Dukhan. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will descend prior to Qiyamah. Is one of the signs of Qiyamah. He will first come in Damascus, and then his first stop would be in Jerusalem. After Damascus, he will go to Jerusalem to go and help the Muslims who will take refuge there. Sahih Muslim, Tibrani and Ibn Asakir has made mention of this. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will be killed. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will kill Dajjal in the town of Lud, which is most probably the ancient city of Lydia, which is in modern near Tel Aviv. The call for the day of Qiyamah will be made from a place near Jerusalem. It is why when Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala, the wife of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, went to Jerusalem, she went on the city at the Mount of Olives, and she say it is from here that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was taken up by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So three reasons I've made mention why we are supposed to have attachment to that land and to the people. And one is the blessedness and sacredness, which I've given you enough examples. The second is with regard to the place of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The third being the place of resurrection. And therefore let me say that we have in many ways, now alhamdulillah, recently there have been some revival with regard to it, but Muslims by and large have seemed to have lost their attachment to that land. And when they have lost their attachment to that land, it is the people of Palestine, brothers, they are fulfilling a farz kifaya on our behalf. They are keeping the attachment of the ummah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam with that land. And while many a times people can sometimes speak disparagingly with regard to them, we hear sometimes people speaking various things. Let us keep in mind that those people are going through a great trial and tribulation. The people who are staying near the Masjid Aqsa, despite their poverty, they have been offered millions of dollars to change the nature of the place around Masjid Aqsa. Many of them have remained steadfast and have refused, despite their poverty, to sell their land. Keeping in mind, and many of them I've heard, many of them saying that we cannot sell you this land. This land belongs to the Ummah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu conquered the land, when Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu conquered Masjid Aqsa, and then amongst the things that he had made mention is, he made large tracts of the land into waqf, that no one is supposed to sell that land. And he kept, and that was, that throughout history, this was a situation of the Muslims, that they kept that particular attachment to this land. Even in our days of darkness, even in our days in which things were not going so well, there was an attachment to Masjid Aqsa. And I won't be wrong in saying that the fortunes of history of the Muslim Ummah is in many ways attached to Masjid Aqsa. Our days of glory in many ways reflect our dominion and authority over Masjid Aqsa. And similarly, vice versa. And this is something. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala came into Masjid Aqsa, then amongst the things that he did was, there was a place, you know, and he said, where is Masjid Aqsa? Masjid Aqsa was filled in debris. Umar radiallahu anhu took out his kurta. He filled the debris. He filled the debris. And he himself carried the dirt away from there. And they put up the masjid at that particular time. And of course, there are such great incidents with regard to Umar radiallahu anhu when he went into Jerusalem. And amongst the things, he gave refuge and protection to other religious groups, that they could worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to their religious traditions. He kept that. And that was the situation that whenever Muslims